Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. How many want to have this God kind of life that God has for you? How many want to have God kind of life? How many know what God kind of life is? How many understand what the God kind of life is? The God kind of life, you get lots of blessing, right? Let me say lots. You get lots of blessing, but along with that blessing comes lots of responsibility, amen? But the responsibility is nothing in comparison to what you get out on it, than what you get out of it. If you give God everything, God will give you everything. Now right here, let's go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. If you get it, say, I got it. Somebody read that out real loud for me. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. Wait a minute, I can read it myself. Amen. 1:31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was what?
Very good.
And the evening and in the morning were the sixth day. Everything God made is what?
Very good.
And God wants to keep it that way. God wants to keep it that way. Everybody say the word healing. Say the word healing again.
Healing.
Say it one more time.
Healing.
All right. Many people believe that it's God's will for them to be sometimes sick. God did not make us sick. God made us well. And God wants to put everything back the way he put it. If it is not God's will for you to be well, then it would be wrong. Someone said you shouldn't pray for healing all the time. Because it's the will of God for sometimes sickness to happen. Ever met people that think sickness is the will of God to teach them a lesson? Well, we know that the Word of God and the Holy Ghost teaches us Scripture, right? Not sickness and disease. Who's the author of sickness and disease? So who would be the instructor? Who would be the instructor if he uses the tools of the devil? The devil himself. Somebody say sickness and disease are of the devil. Never receive it. And if you give one inch, the Bible says don't give place to the devil. You know, and if you give a little place to the devil, it'll roam in your life. You know, as a body, we can get to the point, you know, sometimes sickness, disease, and infirmities, it hits us from the left, it hits us from the right. Amen. We got to learn how to fight back. And if we don't have the Word of God taught to us, we'll let the devil get a foothold in our life. I can remember we're supposed to be a Word of Faith church, you know. And you know what? We don't usually teach these things like we ought to teach them. So we get away with a lot of stuff that we weren't allowed to get away with. We used to get a little headache about 5 years ago. Amen. I'd be in the car. Maybe it was just me. Amen. We'd have to curse it. And we'd have to rebuke it and say, you've got to go in the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease has no place in my body. How many want to believe that?
Amen.
I want to get our faith built up in the area of healing so that the nation's church person, when they come into contact with the devil concerning any sickness, they'll fight and win. Many people believe that God sometimes heals the sick, but they have no personal knowledge of Jesus as our indwelling healer. Somebody say, Jesus is a healer. He's never like sickness. He's never like disease. When he was on the earth walking and roaming through the earth, he came to heal sick every time he healed it, didn't he? When he could. So if you got the healer living on the inside of you, he says Jehovah Rapha. His name is Jehovah Rapha, right? God our what? Healer. Now, how many got Jesus abiding on the inside of you?
Amen.
Now, wouldn't it be weird to have the healer on the inside of you and have your body all torn up and distraught and worn out? So say, there's a healer in the house. Anybody ever heard the song, Healer in the House? Well, that means there's a healer in the house, not just in the house, the church, but there's a healer on the inside of you. And so often we're so quick to run to everybody else. We're so quick to run to the medicine cabinet. We're so quick to run to bed, amen. We're so quick to run to the hospital. I don't have anything against doctors and nurses, thank God for them, amen. But first thing you need to do is run to the healer on the inside. Don't wait for it to get out of control. If you learn to start fighting sickness and disease and colds and flu, stop letting the devil put you out. How many are tired of the devil putting you down? We talked about it this morning. We said, listen, we got a devotional time going on in the morning time. Now, I know that's difficult for some people, but I tell you what, I'd rather have God's supposedly difficult thing happen in my life than the devil's difficult thing. We said this morning that, you know, if the devil wants you to do something, he'll get you to do it. You know, if the devil calls a meeting, everybody makes the devil's meeting. Now, if the devil wanted you to concentrate on him for 1 week, all he's got to do is give some of you the flu. If the devil wants to upset you for a day, all he's got to do is cause an argument or something like that, and you're out of commission. He didn't ask you permission, did he? He didn't ask you, he didn't call a 21. How many have been put out by the devil 7 days? He didn't say, listen, we're going to have a 7-day revival here. Everybody show up. I'm going to talk to you for 7 days. I'm going to put you out for 7 days. I want everybody to show up. Get here on time. Amen. No, he didn't do it. What he did, he gave you a virus. He gave you a flu. And before you knew it, you were out. Somebody say, the devil doesn't invite people. He just takes you captive. God invites you. And one of the ways that the devil takes you to revival meeting is through sickness and disease. And God doesn't want you sick. He wants you well. And one of the things that helps me get here when the devil has me out, I said, I've got stuff to do. I've got stuff to do. I don't have time to be laying in bed sick with a headache. I've got to preach the gospel. I've got to sing. Amen. I'm not going to let the devil stop me from doing what God wants me to do. Now, some of you have strong infirmities that come against you. Sister Kathy's here. Different people are here where they got these strong devils that love to have them sick. Why? We don't know. Amen. But you can win. Amen. Sickness is not the same for everybody. Different people have different battles that they have to face with sickness. There are different spirits. Sometimes spirits are personalities. Do you realize that? See, some people think demons are all the same. No, there are different demons, and different demons and different spirits have different personalities. And sometimes some of them like hanging around and doing specific things. So you have to look out for that. Amen. But in every case, I don't care how hard you attack, you've got to realize that Jesus wants you healed. I don't care if the devil assigns every sick devil he's got to you. Jesus is still the healer. Somebody say, many devils,
many devils of sickness,
but one healer, Jesus, and he can handle it. I want you to get down in your heart. We're going to be talking about this in the next several weeks to come, amen, about healing. Because I've noticed this last year, we haven't been teaching and healing, moving and healing, and we've been allowing the devil to give us holidays. Amen. We shouldn't call them holidays. Maybe we should call them holler days. Amen. Amen. If the devil wants to do anything for us, you know, all he's got to do, and we just receive it. We just receive it. Amen. We have to schedule God's blessing. Amen. But the devil's able to come in on us and do whatever he wants to. They know nothing about the many facts which prove that physical health is part of our salvation. So say, healing is a part of my salvation. Did you know that? If Jesus saved you from sin, he saved you from sickness. They see others healed, but they question whether healing is God's will for them. They are waiting for a special revelation of the will of God concerning their case in the area of healing. In the meantime, they are doing all within their power of human skill to get well with the use of natural medicine, whether it's God's will for them to do it or not. Have you ever met people that get real sick and they don't know, they can come to the healing line and they're not certain whether God wants to heal them or not? So they come to church and they question whether they're going to get healed or whether God wants to heal them or not, but yet they go home and they take every drug that they can get. Well, if you weren't certain whether it was God's will for you to get healed or not, why would you take medicine to get better? If you thought that sickness was something that God gave you to teach you something, why are you going to work against your lesson? Put that medicine bottle up and take that sickness and deal with it. Say, God doesn't want you sick. He wants you well. If it was not God's will for you to be well, it would be wrong for you to seek recovery even through natural means. If it is God's will for you to be well, then it is only logical that the best way of recovery is through divine matters. So say, I believe in divine healing. I want you to know Jesus is a healer and he wants everybody healed. And as we start to develop our faith in that area, amen, if we develop scriptural knowledge about healing, we'll be able to pull it out. How many don't want to be sick this year?
Amen.
How many don't want to be sick this year? Brother Hagin taught a lesson. He said, listen, he hadn't been sick, what was it, in 40 years. 40 years without a sickness, not even a, he said every once in a while the devil would come on him, try to give him a headache, but he'd have to pray and the thing would leave. The only time he got sick, he said he almost had a heart attack one time because he was out of the will of God. Amen. He repented and God made it right.
Amen.
Well, if they can walk like that, you can walk like that. God does not want you sick. He wants you well.
Amen.
And so often we think, well, this is just everybody else has got it, so I got to get it too. I don't care if the flu goes everywhere around the Woodlands, Texas. It's not God's will for you to have it, and you can stand in faith to stay healed. Now, this is just the intro. We'll get into the nitty-gritties of this as we go along. Scriptural principle for healing so that you'll be able to stand. People will think you're crazy. They used to think we were crazy. Amen, but we were healed. Hallelujah, we were healed. And you don't have to go through a bunch of crazy stuff to get healed either. They say you just lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Somebody say a laid hand will do just fine. God need not give any special revelation of his will when he has plainly given his revealed will in his word. He has definitely promised to you to be a healer. So we want to develop your faith in the next weeks to come. How many of you know that you're saved from sin and you're not going to hell? How many of you know that without a shadow of a doubt that you are saved from sin and you're not going to hell? Well, we're going to develop your faith to where you say, listen, if I'm not going to hell, then I'm not going to be sick. Amen. The same power that delivered you from hell delivers you from sickness and disease and infirmity. Now, how many of you know you can go to hell if you want to? Amen. If you want to go to hell, you can buy your ticket today and go. I don't care what prayer you prayed 10 days ago. If you want to go to hell, guess what? It's wide open. You can go first class. Well, if you can go to hell first class, guess what? You can get sick first class. How many know if you don't strive to go to heaven, you'll go to hell? I'm not talking about just striving in your own strength. But if you don't walk this life of faith and listen to the Holy Ghost, it'll be easy to go to hell if you want to. Even if you said that prayer a long time ago, if you don't read the Word of God, you don't stay in prayer, you don't listen to the Holy Ghost, you just keep doing things your own way, what's going to happen? You're going to reap the consequence of your own ways. If you get off in sin, somebody say sin. It means missing the mark. Means missing the mark of perfection for your life or missing the mark of God for your life. Guess what? Sin is going to cause you to lose. Well, so many times, somebody say sickness and disease is ultimately some form of a result of some type of sin. Not maybe a physical sin or an action wrong, amen, but maybe the sin is just not walling yourself with the Word of God. Maybe the sin is just not walking in the Spirit. Maybe the sin is not by not confessing healing scripture, by not walking in healing, amen. Somebody say ignorance causes us to miss out on so many things. The Bible says the wages of sin, somebody say walking the wrong way, is death. And so often people will walk the wrong way. They'll walk with compromise. Somebody say compromise. People will compromise themselves in the natural when it occurs. Regards their actions and regards their, you know, their things where they know it's wrong and they shouldn't be doing those things. But so many times, more times than not enough, believers, I'm talking about spiritual believers, they compromise their healing. They settle for less. Somebody say, you got to fight. It's a fight of faith. It's a fight of faith. You'll be sick if you compromise. Somebody say, compromise your healing. Well, what's a compromised healing from Jesus Christ? That means, if he healed me from sickness and disease, that means if I get cancer, I got a chance of going to Benny Hinn and getting healed. Hallelujah. No, that same healing that Benny Hinn has to keep you free from cancer is enough to keep the cold off your body. Amen? He's the God that heals all of our diseases. Because God wants you to do some things this year. He wants you to go someplace this year. And I tell you what, if the devil can't stop you one way, he'll try another way. If he can't stop you just by trying to tempt you in the flesh, well, you're just too tired to go to church. Some people get over that stuff about being tired. But you know, there's a little devil out there if he could do whatever he can do. Sister Gloria tonight had an attack from the enemy tonight in the area of healing. She's on her way to church, got sick as a dog, almost to the point of tears. Why? Somebody say sickness and disease is from the devil. So we have to teach ourselves. Now, we're not convicting anyone or wearing anybody down because, you know, the devil tried to wear them out. Somebody say amen. We have to teach the word. And we have to start to learn to rebuke these devils. Everybody needs to get faith and say, no, this thing's going to go in Jesus' name. You know what? I don't walk in that like I used to. Why? Because we desensitize ourselves to the will of God for us. In this body, I tell you what, I'm the pastor of Nations Church, but I've allowed the body, amen, and I've allowed us to lessen our standard of salvation. And we need to strengthen ourselves again to the Word of God and stand on Scripture to be true. We do not believe in sickness and disease. It is not God's will for you to be sick. And if we start to get sick, that means we got to pick up a lifestyle through the whole body. Somebody say the whole church, not just the one that's sick. It's a corporate thing. That means that usually we're not in the Word enough. Usually we're not in prayer enough. Our faith is not there. Our faith level is not there. Well, we can upgrade our faith to where we don't allow the devil to do to us whatever he feels like doing. Amen. So we say, I do not believe in sickness and disease. The years the devil sows, see, God's trying to restore stuff to you. Last year, we add up all the sick days. I bet you some of us had about a month in there. Some of us tithed about a month. How many want the thief to stop stealing? The Bible says the devil comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. And we're teaching the Word of God clearly. And we're raising the standards so you can get an effect. You can get a reward at the end of this year. How many want that reward? How many would love to have that faith confession? You know, if some of these people say, listen, I'm going to do what God wants me to do. Say, I'm not going to be sick this year, period, point blank. I'm not going to let the devil get me down. Sometimes it just takes a little bit of, go get it. And I've had times in here where I've been sick, you know, wouldn't let the devil stop me. The first thing with sticking is you don't let it stop you. You just keep rolling. Sometimes God will tell you, lay down for just a bit. If you got some type of infirmity, sometimes you better lay down and listen to the Holy Ghost and be obedient. But I've been in here one time. I preached the message one time. So say, hey, but I got through that message. Amen. Hallelujah. Preached the whole service, led the worship, shouted and danced. By the end times of the service, fell out right here on the floor. Amen. But I did it. I didn't let the devil get me down. Preventive healing. You can prevent. Listen, the Word of God is medicine. The Bible also says laughter doeth good like a medicine. Don't wait to get sick before you start reading healing scriptures. Store up that stuff before the devil comes on, and you'll be all right. When God called his children out of Egypt, he made a covenant of healing with them. Turn to Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. You know, what are the benefits of salvation? You know, you're sitting up here. You know, well, I get to go to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. But there should be something different about the believer. Exodus chapter 15. What did I say, 26? And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord and will do that which is right in his sight, that means stay in the way of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you straight up. Listen, God's not going to have you have a healed body to walk in sin or to prostitute yourself to the devil. So many people want all the blessings of God to do whatever they want to do with their life. Straight up, I'm going to tell you straight up, let me tell you one. Prosperity is sent to prosper the will of God. Amen. Healing is sent to prosper the will of God. God wants you healed so you can fulfill his call on your life. It's better to go on, and I tell you what, it's better to be with Jesus. So if you're going to die, just go on and die and go on to be with Jesus. But if you're still here on the earth, you're here on earth to fulfill a ministry. To do what God wants you to do. You don't have to pass any tests. You're not here to, I'm going to tell you what, Jesus already passed the test for salvation. You're here to save somebody else. Amen. That's what people need to realize. I'm just here letting God watch me and test me. And if I can live right, I'll make it into heaven. Jesus already passed the test. If you're still here and you're saved and you're living, if you're still here and you're saved, you're here for somebody else. Paul taught that. He said, listen, to be with Christ is far better. You're not here trying to learn any lessons. Amen. If God wants to teach you something, he'll tell you when you get to the throne of grace. But if you're still existing, let me tell you what, if you're still on the earth today, you're here for one reason. Somewhere, somebody needs you. God looks at you and he says, there's something within that individual that I'm going to do through them. And as soon as I get it out of them, glory to God, I'm going to call them home. Yeah. So I want you to realize, say, I'm not here to pass any tests. I'm not here to go to school. I'm here to let Christ flow through me. So this is why he gives you a covenant of healing, because there's so many things that God wants to do through you. God wants to use you. And God wants you healed and well. Hallelujah. Not everybody's going to grab a hold of it, but those that will walk in it. Amen. Those that will walk in it, but it will cost you something. How many want to walk in this healing? Maybe I should have a contract. Somebody say healing group. Those that decide they want to walk in healing. I'm not sick. It'll come your way this year. What you going to do when it does? I fear, well, this ain't for me. It's for somebody that's supposed to be sick right now. No, it'll come everybody's way. But what you going to do when it does? You're going to have to pull on the word of God. Amen. He said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee. Everybody wants to claim, I don't want any of those diseases. I don't want any of that stuff. Glory to God. Well, let me tell you what. When you walk with God and you walk with the Holy Ghost, you got a covenant from the Father that he will put none of the other stuff that everybody's got on you. Why? Because I'm doing the will of the Holy Ghost. I'm doing the will of God. How was Mother Teresa able to work in those leper colonies? She had a covenant from God. She was there doing the will of the Holy Ghost. John G. Lake ministered in Africa, and he ministered in places where they put some type of plague or some type of thing they had going on, and scientists stuck and they put it in the middle of his hands. This was a thing that was killing other people, and they put it on the man's hands, and they looked at it under a microscope and saw the bacteria and the stuff die. Amen. Because no plague will come nigh thy dwelling place when you do what God wants you to do. God will protect his plan. So many people think God protects his people. Let me tell you what, his people have his plan. Why does God want me healed? Because he wants me to do something. There's the word of God on the inside of me. His plan is his word on the inside of you. I will put none, somebody say none, of these diseases among you which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that does what? Glory to God. He's the Lord that does what? He is the Lord that does what? How many of you are enjoying healing? Amen. How many believe in healing?
Amen.
And want to see it manifest in your life?
Amen.
I think we need to cover all the bases this year. Amen. Healing, deliverance from devils. Somebody say, God is my healer. What shall separate you? Somebody say, what will separate you from the love of the Lord? Now, what's the love of the Lord? Lord said, if you love me, you'll do what? You'll obey me. And so many people are separated from expressing their love to God, their obedience to God, because of famine. Some of them are always in battle, sword, nakedness, and all this other stuff. Amen. I can't go to church. I ain't got nothing to wear. Sickness and disease. All of those things have the ability to separate you if you give them place. But you need to stand in faith. I like Sister Jane Rendon. What a testimony.
Amen.
When you hear Sister Jane Rennan battling this thing, amen. I'm not saying you can battle. Make sure you battle. There's nothing wrong with being under attack. Under attack's under attack. You're not going to get in trouble for being under attack. Just because the devil's attacking you doesn't mean something's wrong with you.
Amen.
You're just, what? Under attack. That'd be like somebody getting mugged. And you're going to convict the person. There you go, getting mugged again. You know, the person's in trouble. There you go, getting mugged again. You know, we go rebuking it. Let me tell you what. Things happen. Different people have different attacks that come against them. Some of them are financial attacks. Those things on the devil. We can't blame people for what the devil does. But we always must fight and recuperate and recover. He'll make you a victor in every case. You're not going to get told off for being under attack. You're going to get told off for not swinging back.
Amen.
Say, I'm not going to be told off for my attack, but I will be told off for not swinging back.
Amen.
Because you're not going to allow the devil to separate you from the love of God.
Amen.
I don't care what that devil is. Don't let him have control of your life. Win.
Amen.
Defeat him. Amen. I mean, sometimes I'd like to make a movie. Some of our lives, I'd like to just take a movie out of it. Man, what trauma. You know, you see Jesus up in heaven. You see that person with this demon for all their life. Amen. Trying to win. Trying to get them down. But you're not going to allow that to happen.
Amen.
Somebody say, I believe in healing. And I'm not going to be sick. Say it again. I'm not going to be sick. I refuse to be sick. It's not God's will for me to be sick. When I'm sick, it's just wrong. First of all, you're not, and when you're sick, you don't need to be claiming I'm sick. You need to be saying, listen, I'm the healed, and the devil's trying to make me sick.
Amen.
I'm the healed of God, and the devil's trying to make me sick. Amen. Well, blessed be the name of Jesus. How many are glad about that? Amen. You know, can we start to confess these things together? Amen. That we won't allow any form of sickness to dwell in our midst. So the word of God will give us healing. So when you're sick and sickness try to come on you, you need to run to the word.
Amen.
Word people don't succumb to sickness. Say, I won't be sick.
Another day
in my life. Lord, help my unbelief. Because that's kind of hard to believe, isn't it? But it won't manifest until you say it. Amen. There are so many things that are almost impossible to think about. Or even, you know, I mean, just even thinking about those things, it's hard to walk in it. Do you believe in God? I tell you what, it's much easier to believe in healing than it is for some, for all of a sudden somebody going to crack a sky wide open. And we all going to meet him in the air in a twinkling of an eye. How are you going to get your faith? You know, I was telling Brother Jesse back, you know what? If God does everything by faith, right? Everything God does, he does it by faith, right? When he ministered healing in the Bible, he always ministered to their faith first. You know what? Who's going to be raptured? Those who got the faith to be raptured. There are a lot of people that say they believe stuff, but they don't really believe it. Amen. You know, now you just really, you think about that and you concentrate on that. All of a sudden, in the moment twinkle of an eye, the sky going to crack, he's going to show up, and everybody's going to be caught up in the moment of twinkle of an eye. I believe it, I believe it. People say that all the time. I believe in healing. Yeah, right. Go on, pray for my headache. We can't believe a headache away, but yet we're going to believe ourselves out of the earth. So we say we got a long way to go, but we'll get there. And I believe us walking in salvation on the earth will prepare us. Amen. Us walking in fullness of salvation will prepare us and have our faith set to where when we hear the voice of God, amen, we'll be able to respond. Remember, he will call us up. Amen. Notice that he will call us up. We respond. When the rapture takes place, it's going to be in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. But he's going to sound the trumpet. We're going to hear it, and we're going to be able to move at what we hear. Amen. So we're going to be raptured by what? Faith. Everything God does, he does it by faith. But we're going to have to start our faith here in the area of healing, of sickness and disease, and overcoming. Somebody say, I will not be afraid to be who God wants me to be, and to do what God wants me to do. First thing you got to do is start to say it, even if it sounds crazy. Just agree with it. Start to tell everybody, amen, I believe in healing. Everybody say it, I believe in healing. Whether people get mad or not, I believe in healing. Amen. I believe in healing. It is God's will for me to be healed. When sickness comes on, you say, boy, we got a problem here. Amen. I got to get healed just not because I don't feel like being sick. Amen. I don't feel like throwing up and different stuff. I got to be healed because this is just not right. Amen. This is the temple of God. So this is the temple of the Holy Ghost. The devil comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. And the fruit of sickness is all of those things. People get sick. Amen. If they can't kill you, he'll steal your hair. He can't steal your life. He'll steal your hair, steal a breast, steal a leg, steal a toe, steal some teeth, steal some time. Some say the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So you got to speak to them demons when they come at you. You say, you're going to go, but you ain't going to take nothing. Amen. I'm not. Jane Rendon said, listen, you ain't going to steal no more of my hair. Say, I got tired of you stealing my hair. She went through that thing in her battle. Amen. This last battle she went through, not a hair on her head was lost. Somebody say, praise God. You got to lay out the law. Amen. Glory to God. Like me, you know, my deal is we've always had financial difficulties, and we run into problems here at the church and different things, and we'd have to sell something to pay a bill here, sell something to pay a bill there to get over. We'd get over that hump, but along the way with that hump, somebody say the devil would steal something. Ooh, we got it paid. We're still here, but the devil done stole something. Somebody say trying to get over. I mean, some of the things, some say, the devil stole this, the devil stole that, amen, until we got to the point saying, not only am I going to get over this hump, but I'm not going to let him allow this devil to steal anything on the way out. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't allow sickness and disease to steal anything from you. Amen. Somebody say thieves. And we'll be getting on that. Yes, dear, I'm finished. Go ahead.